Coming up on this episode...
My superpower is I realized I have 2 ears for a reason. 2 ears means listen way more than I talk. Because when I talk, I only can share what I already know. But when I listen, that gives me the opportunity to learn something new. And creating habits is not that easy because it takes time. It just creates a new neural pathway. It's not that easy. We need to make a lot of mistakes, and we will, before we wake up again. Because sometimes we just follow the wrong path too long.
Welcome to Mission Activated, where we bring you the stories of individuals who've awakened to their true purpose and are living a life of passion, impact, and alignment. I'm Aveline Clark, your host, and I believe that when you're on mission, everything falls into place. Here, we share the journeys of those who've discovered their unique path and embraced their soul's calling. It's not just about making money in life and in business. It's about making a difference, living on purpose, and inspiring yourself and others along the way. Let's get to it. My next guest is an incredible guy. He's got so much energy. He infuses every conversation and interaction with just this beautiful aura. He does it consciously and deliberately, but naturally. This conversation will take you into another realm as Tomas Konya talks about his journey through traumas, losing his job, losing his marriage, becoming redundant, losing his son, all just after COVID, and coming back from that through choice and deciding to recreate his life. He talks about all of this, but he talks about the importance of rediscovering yourself. And when he became a Qigong instructor, he set out on a mission to help people stress less, smile more, and live longer. He took me through a Qigong practice just before the recording of this episode. And I have to say my energy was really high. And it will be interesting to know if you pick up that I actually was feeling really good, really clean, like my energy was clear because he helped me get there. He's a great guy. He's from the UK and I just loved having him as a guest. Without further ado, this is Tomas Konya. Hello, Tomas. Welcome to the podcast. It's so good to have you here.
Hi, Aveline. Thank you very much for having me. It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
I'm very excited about this. And I want to just let our audience know that I've just come off the back of a 45-minute Qigong session with you in my office. And, you know, that was amazing. We'll probably like tap into that a little bit later in the conversation. So that's the first time I've ever had a podcast guest do some kind of like session with me before a podcast recording. So you're the first. Thank you so much. Amazing. Amazing.
I really hope it helped you to shift your energy and definitely didn't make things worse.
No, absolutely not. It's, I feel light and grounded and clear and flowing. So yeah, ticked all the boxes. So, but tell us, this is about you, not about me. whereabouts are you in the world right now?
Currently, I live in London, Southwest London, Kingston upon Thames area, which is a beautiful part of the world. For 23 years now, this is what I call home.
Lovely. But the accent's not British. Where's the accent from?
It's here to stay. I'm originally from Hungary. I was 26 years old when I started to learn English. I never been taught English at school. So that's why I will have a strong accent, but I hope the message is more important than the accent.
Oh, definitely. I find it fascinating where people are from, and when there's a strong accent, obviously I like to draw it out because it helps paint the picture of who you are. So thank you for that. Originally from Hungary, lovely. And learning English at the age
I myself, inspiration came and I just knew it's right. It wasn't easy, still not easy, but hey ho, this is part of my life, part of my identity.
Yeah, brilliant. So tell me, what's the mission that you're currently on right now and that you're currently activated by?
I'm a happy practitioner and I can help many, many people, but mostly I focus on those middle-aged, on the outside, on the surface, successful people who feel wrong inside, who cannot enjoy their life, who cannot relax, cannot have fun, and know when to say no and know when is enough.
I can't wait to dig more into that later on in our conversation. And for those listening to the audio, Tomas answered that question and he's radiating joy coming out of, you know, his face as he's speaking about what he's doing. So that tells me straight away that you are on mission. You're activated because you're excited about it and it brings you life and joy and energy.
I don't need motivation to do this. It comes from the inside. Honestly, I'm inspired. Every single morning when I wake up, I'm looking forward to meet new people, to hear their stories. Hopefully, when we fit, I can help them to activate their joy, to have access to their heart and get more joy and enjoy this life. This is a gift. People don't realize. We are not taught this at school. Appreciate your life because it might be the last. You never know. Nothing is guaranteed. Guys, wake up. It's time to enjoy what we were given.
Well, you didn't come to that level of inspiration and inner knowing like overnight. It's been a journey, obviously. Take us back. Where did the journey begin that's brought you to where you are today?
Wow. I was a lost soul. I was really, really miserable. I believe, I do not want to self-diagnose myself, but I think I lived my life till the age of 45 in general anxiety. I just couldn't relax, or I needed to use some coping mechanisms or something that didn't last long to maintain my surface happiness and joy and feeling relaxed. And it wasn't a pretty place. I was always searching, doing, achieving, pleasing others, but it just didn't feel right. I knew deep inside something better is out there. I just didn't know how to access it. And yeah, when things happened, they came in a huge dose. In 2000, there was a COVID. I used to work as a conference services manager. 8 stories, 8 levels, conference center. My job was to make the clients happy, sort anything, any problems throughout the day, and make their experience fantastic, to make them come back again and again and again. And I was pretty good at it on the surface, but that drained my energy. And by the time I got home, I had a choice because I had limited energy. Either I give that energy to my child or to my wife, and I chose my child. And to be honest, I didn't really spend that much time with my wife she deserved. That led to, at COVID, losing my job because the company decided not to reopen my conference center. Money loss, financial loss, of course, no income anymore. My ex-wife decided to walk out. And the worst thing, one of the worst things in my life ever happened, she decided to take my child as well. And that's when I was in that empty room looking at my son's cuddly plush toys and feeling that pain. I really do not want anyone to experience. And I was alone. All my drinking buddies disappeared. I wasn't a good company anymore. I called the local health service, the NHS, National Health Service in the UK, and asked for help because I just didn't know what to do. And they offered me pills to feel better. And I said, it's not my intention. I would like to deal with the root cause, not on the surface level. But they said that was really promising. There is a CBT therapy available. And I said, hey, that is more like it. Please, please put me on it because I really want some help. And they said, okay, you will come in 10 months' time. And I said, what am I going to do in 10 months alone, in that pain, in that loneliness, in that complete loss? And they didn't have the answer. And I said at that time, whatever I've been doing till the age of 45 led me to this situation where I am now. So I will ignore anything I learned. I unlearn everything and will be open like a sponge, suck every new information that will resonate with me. And that started me on my journey. It's a self-healing journey. I'm just sharing what works for me. And I'm just one step ahead of others on this journey. I just share what I have, what helped me to get where I am now.
So it sounds like, well, first of all, thank you, Tomas, for sharing that. And for many people, COVID is still very fresh. And I think that for you, like this story that you've just shared, your life changed not just 180 degrees, like we're talking, you know, probably 360, like cataclysmically every core part of you changed, right? I was going to ask, did you lose your house as well? I mean, you lost your money.
Absolutely.
You did.
Not only I lost my home, but I was in a situation I had to pay out my ex-wife, which is that's okay. I lost a lot of money, court hearings, false accusations, all cleared, everything is fine. But you get scars through this procedure. But still, I needed to go through these things to become the person I am today, to share my experience with others. I lost my home that was mine. I was paying the mortgage easily. That was fine. And got in a situation when I was one day far away from becoming homeless. Now I'm renting privately. It's not my home, but I can detach from it. That is gone. That is a price to pay to go even further on my journey.
Mm, yeah. So you mentioned that you spoke to the NHS hoping that they would help you. How would you describe the pain that you were in at that point?
That is really interesting because what you mentioned, you know, the 180 and 360 turnaround, that was my homecoming. This journey is my homecoming. So I wasn't living my authentic life. A lot of people use this word, but when you are truly reconnected with yourself, with your soul, that is a different experience. And you say, oh my goodness me, blah, blah, blah. How? I haven't connected to it previously. What is gut feeling? What is intuition? Now, when the NHS told me that information, firstly, they gave me some hope because they put me on a wait list. Secondly, I was at a situation where I was not expecting any help straight away. So I had to put myself together and decide, what am I going to do with my life? Am I going to end it because it's so painful? Or find a way that works because I have reasons to live. I have my 4.5-year-old child, son, who means the world to me. And how long do I want to be the best inspiration for him? And how does that best inspiration look like? So that empowered me immensely to say, okay, I was relying on the help, but it's not there. The only person who can save myself is me.
It's a really, really important point you make. And they said to you that they could put you on in touch with someone to do some CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, but there's a wait list of 10 months.
Yep.
Right.
So I said, all right, please put me on the list and I will do my best. And I started to use self-help books, audio books, joined coaching programs, reached out to coaches. And as I said, I just filtered all the information and used whatever felt right. I disconnected from my past. It's not as easy as it looks like now. It's a long journey, and the healing journey is 3 steps forwards and 2 steps back. So it's not that easy. And whatever have been stored with pain will come out with pain. Everybody needs to know that. But the price, the payout at the end is worth everything. So guys, if it's too heavy, put it down. Ask somebody else to help you and you will be rewarded. This is one life. Make it as joyful and fantastic as you can.
For sure. Absolutely. Take me back. I'd love for you to describe what it was that you were trying to heal. Can you language what that felt like, the pain and the discomfort? Obviously, you've lost your wife and your house all of that. But what was the thing, even before that happened, what was it that was missing inside of you or that wasn't in alignment that showed you I'm not fully me, you know?
When my ex-wife decided to walk out, what I felt is anger, frustration, and deep sense of injustice, because men in a divorce process are not equal. Let's face it. If you tell me otherwise, I need proof and evidence. Unfortunately, it wasn't what I experienced. But what I felt before is that complete disconnection. When I didn't know who I am and where am I heading, I had no clue. And that you try to protect yourself from pain. You build a comfort zone. But because the world is constantly changing and you do not want to come out from that comfort zone, it shrinks. And your pain do not get any better. You try to protect yourself, but you don't do yourself any favor. So previously, deep sense of disconnection. It's when you belong absolutely nowhere. You have nobody who is covering your back. No one, not even yourself. Later, different emotions, but that's the beauty of the self-healing journey, because you can deal with anything.
Mm. So you felt, obviously, you were disconnected from yourself. And then this series of events unfolded that put you in a place that it was so dramatic and hard and painful that you had a choice, like you said, end life or figure out a way to heal and to solve this.
We always have a choice. We always have a choice. Even when it looks like we do.
At that point, did you have someone that you could talk to, a friend, a wise uncle, an elder, anyone?
Yes and no. My family was always supportive, but they couldn't find a way how to help because they didn't go through similar things. They didn't know how I feel. They were no experts on the field. They did their best. God bless them. Honestly, the amazing support, but not a total support. They didn't understand. They were talking a different language. Then I reached out first, and there was a coach who I booked a free discovery call. And that's what I encourage everyone, guys. There are so much free options out there just to start your journey. I called somebody for the free discovery call. I explained my situation. I just vented. I got out everything I wanted. And what he said changed everything. And he said, all right, Tamás, I'm not supposed to say these things and you may not like them, but your relationship is over. And that sense of realization, I knew it deep inside. I just wanted to save it because of my child, because my child needed a family. That was in my head. And that was the time when these words helped me to self-realize what is going on and empowered me to move on. So guys, please, please reach out.
Important, a very important thing. I mean, there's so many people going along their journeys not feeling in alignment or connected to themselves. How would you describe the difference between what you were feeling before your life changed and you were going throughout your life, going to work at the conference center, you know, you had a 4.5-year-old kid that you were going home to every day, you were still feeling drained but disconnected, versus how you feel today? What's the difference?
I started to take ownership of my life. I started to, instead of looking out for answers, I'm looking inside, because I realized our own happiness can be found within. No matter what happens around you, and it can be tough. Honestly, there are wars out there. Honestly, it's terrible. But deep inside, you can make things better. I'm not saying sugarcoat certain things, but you can increase your vibration no matter what you are going through. And whenever you increase your vibration, you have a better chance to find a better outcome. That's all I'm saying. So, sorry, what was the question again?
Oh, describe the difference between how you felt pre, like, everything going to pot and now.
Then I just couldn't rest. It didn't feel right. Like, I do not belong to this body, didn't belong to this earth. Something was it's really odd. Now I'm part of a bigger picture. I love absolutely everything. I love humanity. I love everyone. I can forgive. I can love. I can appreciate. I'm grateful every day. I didn't have these tools. Now my attitude towards life and myself completely changed. Now I discovered who am I, what my gifts are, and how can I share it with others. I'm still on the journey, but at least I have a vision where I'm heading. I never had this before. I'm clear with my values. Every single day I can check, watching that TV channel or scrolling on social media, will it take me closer to my dreams or move me further away? Previously, I couldn't ask these kind of questions. So this is when, honestly, I think it was Confucius who said, we've got two lives, and the second one starts when we realize there is only one. And I realized there is only one life. And that was, it's fantastic. It was, I reborn and I felt it. And that is still ongoing.
So you've been on this self-discovery journey since, I guess, that moment where you realized there was just two choices to make. And it's a self-discovery journey that's still going, yeah? Tell me about what you've been doing on that journey and what you now know is your path.
My path is basically energy management, to feel what helps me to come alive, to increase my energy without harming anything or anyone around me. So if I increase my energy, I will transmit that energy to my environment, and hopefully a lot of people will benefit from that.
What are the kind of things that you have learnt in the last number of years that make up the magic or the toolkit or the expression of what you're doing?
There are so many. I don't know how much time do we have. Firstly, we all just look at children. Find that inner child and try to live like them, with endless curiosity, with no judgment, with openness, with love and kindness. That is who we all are. We just get too protective throughout the process, what the society puts us through. But if you learn to get rid of that external layer, you will find the true joyful person in yourself. So gratitude, superpower. Do not think about what you do not have, the luck. Think about the abundance, what you already have. You have health, you have friends, you have connections, you have internet. So many things you can be grateful every single day. So catch the monkey, catch the negative, and rephrase it.
Catch the monkey and rephrase it. Love that.
Because the monkey is keep talking. The monkey is there to protect you. The monkey is your danger detector system. But you are not in constant danger.
Yeah. And you're talking about the monkey mind, right? The fear, fear brain.
Or you can call it inner roommate. You can. It has many, many names. The lizard brain, the amygdala, the ego, the negative side of the ego. But hey ho, you can take control of your mind. You can take control of your life.
I love that. What would you say that your superpower is today?
My superpower is I realized I have 2 ears for a reason. 2 ears means listen way more than I talk. Because when I talk, I only can share what I already know. And it might be wrong. But when I listen, that gives me the opportunity to learn something new. My superpower is to be compassionate. Because I went through so much, I can connect to those people who feel lost, disconnected, in pain. And I can encourage them and empower them and support them and guide them on their journey. And that is absolutely fascinating. So my superpower is going through that many things I had to go through. So that is blessing in any curse.
So true. I love the way you said that going through what you went through to bring you here is your superpower.
I wouldn't be the same person.
If you're loving this conversation and want to dive deeper into purposeful work, then it's time to thank the Six Star Leaders community for making this episode possible. The Six Star Leaders are a group of purpose-driven business owners committed to doing business differently by embracing their unique genius and skills to make a real impact. It's a space for learning, growth, and truly becoming empowered in everything that you do. If you're ready to discover your own sixth star, go to bit.ly/sixstarcommunity-intro and book a chat to learn more. We look forward to seeing you. Tell me, what if the people around you, like your friends and your family, what do they see in you, like watching this transformation? What do they say about you?
Well, as I mentioned, I lost a lot of drinking buddies. Drinking buddies, I spent my time with, wasted my time. It seemed to be a good idea. But I don't drink alcohol for more than 4 years now. And I don't really miss those people. I really need deep connections. And one is more than enough, better than 100 on surface level connections. I'm more connected to less people. 80-90% of people disappeared from my life because they put me in a box. They not only loved and the thing is that they got something from me, from my previous personality, but they do not get anymore. I'm not useful. So I let them go. There is acceptance. There is always better things to come. Sometimes fire needs to clear the forest to give life or chance for other plants to grow. And that is what's happening. There was the fire. Now there is the growth. I lost a lot of people, but I gained a few incredible, incredible deep connections.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So what about family or the people that have always kind of known you? Yeah. What do they say?
That is tricky. Where is love? Love is where you accept people, not only with the positives, but the negatives as well. When you see both sides, when you meet in the middle, there is love. They cannot disappoint you. You are aware of everything. You accept them as they are. Now, there was a point where they wanted to help me with their previous experience, what they thought might be helpful for me.
Mm.
Everybody is a different, unique fingerprint with a different special journey. So even they had the best intention, they couldn't really help. They didn't understand the situation. So for a while, they tried something. They tried to force something on me that clearly didn't work. After and watched me from a distance, and they were worried I will get burned or hit myself. And now they are seeing how I can grow and come out on the other side, and they now accept and love the person I'm becoming.
Beautiful. That's really, really positive, and I'm really happy for you.
So you cannot take everyone on your journey. You just can't. In our life, nothing is for granted. You won't take anyone till the end. People are coming, people are going. If you accept that, you will set yourself free.
So true. Very, very true. You've obviously learned a lot of wisdom. Do you write in a journal? Do you have books and you, as you're learning? Is that your style, or do you use something else?
I write every day. I have 10 plus, not journals, because these are the wisdom I get from my teachers, my mentors. I write everything down that resonates, and I highlight them, reread them. That is one side. Every single day, I use an online app where I journal. So I do it for 4 years plus. I didn't miss a day. That is part of my daily ritual. At the end of the day, I write down what happened, what were the challenges, opportunities to learn, and what were the things that I think it was a fantastic thing. For example, I'm 100% sure this podcast recording will get into that journal. So I look more internally. I observe the outside. I live in this world. I'm not disconnected. Do not get me wrong. I'm do not hiding away in a mountain on my own and, humming om. Not at all. I'm enjoying life as it is. I'm part of it. But I spend more time, more quality time with myself. So my question is, if you do not have 10 minutes daily to sit down with yourself, what is your priority in your life?
Exactly. Do you have days when you don't feel connected to yourself or your purpose?
Our energy depends on many, many things, but I can call it qi, our life force energy, if we go back to qigong. A lot of things determines the amount of qi you have. Sometimes it gets blocked, it gets stagnant. We need to maintain, work about it. That is qigong, cultivating our life force energy or working with our life force energy. On those days, it depends. You can be sick as well or ill and you are in bed for days. Don't punish yourself with saying, oh, I should be doing this and I need to be on my journey. Just give yourself a break. Do your best to heal and you will get back to your self-discovering journey. So it happens, of course. Sometimes, for example, if I'm with my son, because he is one of my top five values, when I'm with him, I cannot do as many things as I do on certain days when he's not around. And it was an internal clash of values for me. But I realized my son is the priority. So I do less. I do not do nothing. I communicate with him. Can we get 5-10 minutes? Or can we do some qigong together just to move my energy? I feel a little bit stagnant and I'm not in a mood. And either he joins or he reads a book and says, Daddy, just do whatever you like. So I'm not giving up on myself while I'm with my son, but I'm communicating my needs. And that seems to be the best solution.
How are you finding the connection with your son today versus like a few years ago?
Few years ago, he was 4.5 years old. Honestly, pure joy. It's energy bomb. It's magic. Every single day is magic. But it was a kind of, it wasn't one way because I received so much joy back. But now he's 8.5. And he thinks deeply. He can communicate. He can surprise me with his ideas. Now it's more mature. And this previous fascination became deeper and deeper love. And I just love every second of it. Some people say, yes, you are so lucky with your child because of his temperament. You are not with my child every day. You don't know what we are doing. You don't know what we are talking about. You don't know what books he's reading right now. So, okay, hold your horses. I'm not judging here. I'm just saying I have an incredibly good relationship with my son.
Mm. I'm really happy for you. It's beautiful. You've obviously created a life that is intentional, conscious, connected.
I'm working every day. I need to make it sustainable as well. I need to pay for the private rent. There are so many things I need to consider. So it's not a walk in the park, especially being an entrepreneur. Oh, guys, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not easy. If it would be easy, everybody else would be doing it. But I do my best to make it work and sustainable till the end of my life because this has the potential to give me that freedom to have between my personal life, my mission, my vision, and my son. So I could create the balance. If I work for someone else, it wouldn't be the same. It would be easier. I'm telling you, it would be easier. Easy money every month comes, same time I can plan my life. I would pass on that, and I'm on a journey to create my life that is the best for me and the people involved around me.
That's exciting. Why is that more important than working for someone else and still doing the Qigong and still being connected as much as you can? Why is this solo entrepreneur journey the chosen path?
Because you do not work for others. You do not help others building their dreams, but you are building your own.
Is that something you believe, something you've been taught, something you witnessed? Where does that come from?
That is coming from the self-observation. When you connect with yourself, after a while, you will have those messages coming through you that will resonate with you. I cannot tell you what is going to be your message. You need to feel it, but you need to tune into that frequency because if you don't, you won't get that channel. You won't get that music. You will get a different one. But you only can do that if you spend some quality time with number one, and the number one is yourself.
Okay. And look, I'm loving this and I'm completely in agreement. And I'm thinking about listeners who maybe have heard similar things before and maybe they're more like the way you were before COVID. Maybe they're working for themselves, but they're still not connected. What can you say to them as a way to just start?
Whenever you are lost, what is the first thing you do? You stop. You stop, look around, you realize what is going on. So if you feel lost, you stop. If you cannot go back on your journey where you came from and realize where was the last time when you felt connected, when you were yourself, where you knew where you are, you take that journey. But in case it's not an option to go back where you felt happy, loved, everything in harmony in your life, if it wasn't there before, ask for help, 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 and reach out because people can help you to get where you want to go. People took that journey before. They have the experience. And I'm not saying you cannot have a fulfilled life with a Monday to Friday, a 40-hour job. Of course you can, but it's not for everyone. I think there was a reason why I had to go through that much pain. I think there is a reason why I'm getting better every day. I think I can help others to reduce that pain and discomfort and get better results faster.
What is the typical, not say typical, but imagine you've got a client who comes to you and potentially they're showing these symptoms of disconnection, just feeling lost, not maybe they're just not even enjoying life. Yeah. How would you work with them? What would you take them through?
Obviously, I'm really open. I really would like to understand, because most of the time when people come, most of the time they have surface level issues, but it has a deep root cause. That is the detective work, to find and treat the root cause, but they will come with symptoms. For example, I'm a little bit overweight, I drink too much, I do not spend enough time with my wife, and I'm getting disconnected and so on. I'm absolutely open, because that leads to the root cause, but I cannot work with everyone. Nobody can. You need to find that spark between the trust and light. If that is there, we can open up and we can share those information that will be a key towards the healing journey. I always ask them, why now? What have they done before? Because there will be mistakes. Some people just didn't really do anything, but some people tried self-help books, other coaches, but still didn't get the answer. And after, I would ask, why me? Because we need to be on the same page. It's not only me who need to work with someone, it's them as well who need to allow me into their lives and share their secrets. So we need to have a relationship so deep that they do not get from anybody else around them. So just trust and like, and we will get somewhere.
And you obviously use Qigong as one of the things, yeah? Are there a number of things?
Absolutely a number of things. If we think about it, we have goals or destinations where we want to get there. The most important thing is use as many vehicles that takes you to the same destination. You do not have to pick one and stick to it till the end of your life. No. Reflect, refine, repeat. If something doesn't feel right, how can I make it feel right? Or change it for something else. Now, Qigong is in my life for more than 4 years. And there is not a single day, apart from when I'm here, that is really, really, I don't even remember when was the last time, when I do not do Qigong, because I just love it. It's not because part of my life, I need to lift weight, I need to run 10K every day. It's nothing like that. Until you do not try, you cannot, you need to feel it. So this is something that is a vehicle that seems to take me extremely far. And I love to travel with this vehicle. I'm an EFT practitioner as well, tapping on meridian point to send calming signals to the brain. It's a great tool as well. But do I use it every day? Not at all. But Qigong, every single day, numerous times. So there are so many things. I have gratitude journal. So when I wake up, I appreciate to be alive. When I go to bed, I reflect on my day and I'm just grateful for those things I'm grateful for. It's not a fake thing. It's just from the last 24 hours. It was a gift for me, the 24 hours. And what am I grateful for? From that 24 hours. And it's a superpower.
And it's so simple too, isn't it?
Simple, but as you may know, knowledge is potential power. If knowledge would be power, libraries would be the most richest places on earth. But without implementing those knowledge, nothing ever going to change. Nothing. So without action, it's just a fantasy.
That is one of the key points. And I the journey that I've been on, the people around me that have gone to the courses, the gurus, you know, and they're all hyped up. And then I sit there and go, that's great, you know, and then what are you doing to change? Nothing.
Our thinking needs to be changed first. I help my clients to understand that how their brain works and how to get it as the best ally. When we done with that one, we can harmonize with the body. We can learn about how to live healthily and after how to identify our true values. But to get closer and be consistent on our journey and to make lasting changes, we need to create the habits that will help us to get somewhere faster. And creating habits is not that easy because it takes time. It just creates a new neural pathway and not to use something that you use for decades. It's not that easy. It's learnable, but it takes time. So if somebody wants to get a quick fix and a magic pill, good luck. I'm not the person for you. I help you to change your habits and we will get to the right place. It takes time, but it will be fun. I make it as much fun and enjoyable as I possibly can.
I love that. What does the next couple of years look for you? I mean, you've mentioned that you've got a vision. You're very motivated. You're on this journey. Do you have an idea or a sense of what you're creating over the next year or two?
Next year or two, obviously constant growing. It's not a pressure like I've got a schedule and if I do not read 1 hour, you know, I won't feel the same and I punish myself. No, I'm in a natural flow. I listen to my body and sometimes I can study for hours. Sometimes it's not even 5 minutes and that's okay. What is happening now? I would like to become an incredibly successful businessman as well, because until I mean business, but I do not know how to do business, it's not the same. So I'm a helping practitioner, but I need to learn. I want to become, I'm inspired to become a successful business person as well. I'm not money driven, but this is part of becoming who am I. In the next couple of years, that is the journey. And honestly, to share my message, if it's meaningful for others, if it's inspiring, if it's helpful, with as many people as I can. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. If you were to summarize in a few words or a succinct kind of sentence for me, what's the biggest learning you've had from the past 5 years, from this journey?
Learn to reconnect with your body, learn to stress less, and learn to smile more.
You know, if everyone listened to that and did that every day, our world would be a completely transformed place, because those three things, I think most people I see and not doing them, like they're in the opposite, you know, they're stressing, they're not smiling, they're not connected to their bodies.
Disconnected. It's not taught at school. Hopefully our school system will be upgraded and changed to a modern lifestyle. It's not a priority. The current system was created many, many decades ago, and it's amazing to create another brick in the wall. To sit down at 9 o'clock, stand up at 5 o'clock, and just do what you are taught. But does it help your inner genius, your creativity? I'm not that sure. So I really hope that will change for the future. And many people can express themselves and share their gifts with others.
You speak in my language, Tomas. You know, I so believe we've all got gifts. We've all got unique skills, things that we're encoded with, born with. And often, well, mostly, like you said, we've all been products of the school system, which is not designed for us to find out what our gifts are and bring that to the world. So I look forward to, hopefully a revamped system in the future. And I think more and more people now see that it needs to be, because we do want to create a better world, a world where we are connected and in tune and aligned. So I feel the conversations I'm having on this podcast and with my community and the people around me believe that. They believe in that. And that's really encouraging. It's heartwarming. It's positive.
Our world is changing, and it's changing faster than ever before with the AI as well. And we need to make a lot of mistakes, and we will. And we will feel the pain, as I'm talking about humanity, before we wake up again, because sometimes we just follow the wrong path too long. And we need something that shakes us. COVID was one example, but it didn't get the right effect, I would say. Unfortunately, we will need some more shocking things in humanity to open our minds and open our eyes. At the moment, until the school system is the old way, we are hardwired for dated habits. But as soon as people get more open, we have more chance to create a much better and happier and healthier world.
I feel like there's a part two to this conversation, Tomas, but we are getting towards the end. And I wanted to ask you, what are your tips? Like if someone was coming to you, or someone's listening to this podcast, or specifically, what can you give them as a maybe a three steps, one step, whatever it is, of how to start this, how to shift their internal terrain and their heart and their mind and align it? What would you say?
Well, invest spending time with yourself. Disconnect from everybody, not in a wrong way, but when you say, you put it in your diary, that is me time. 10 minutes, just sit down and just observe your thoughts, observe your feelings. Try to disconnect from the noise, from the smell, from the vision that comes from the external world, and try to tune in. That will help you massively, because certain questions, certain thoughts will come up time after time, and you will know what needs your attention. Always, if you learn how to connect with yourself, your intuition will help you to realize what is right for you and what is not right for you. You will feel your energy shifting. And if you get to that stage, when you invest your time in yourself, you will get far.
That's beautiful. Very powerful.
That's how I think. I was missing this for 45 years, and I know how I felt. I started my journey 5 years plus ago, and it wasn't easy, and it wasn't every day rosy. That's fine. But where I am now, it's not always rosy either, but I have so very few days that my energy dips. I'm in a much creative environment. And I know I created that environment because I reached out, I took that action, and I listened to what feels right and what doesn't resonate. I started with hypnotherapy at the beginning of my journey. And I had just such a crazy thoughts. I just couldn't relax. It just wasn't coming in. I'm not saying hypnotherapy is not working. It didn't work for me at that time, or I haven't found the right people. But you need to listen to what feels right, and you will be guided. You will be guided.
Tomas, I am really honored that you came and spent this time with me and shared your joy and your wisdom, your journey, and how you're helping people really to save themselves and save humanity, one person at a time. That's what I feel that you're doing.
I think it was, I don't know who did say it. I think I have an idea. I just do not want to mix the people. But there is a beautiful phrase I love. World peace comes from inner peace. So work on yourself first,
yeah,
and spread that energy.
Yeah, I love that. World peace comes from inner peace. Yeah, that's right. We don't create change.
You are not responsible for the world, but you are responsible for your own health, well-being, and inner peace.
You're a light and a change maker, someone who's, you know, here to help spread the joy and the light. I'm very, very grateful for you, Tomas, and looking forward to connecting with you again in the future and seeing how things unfold and watching you get into the business groove, growing your business, seeing how many people you can impact and inspire. That'll be exciting to see.
Thank you very much indeed for this opportunity. It's mutual. I'd love to keep in touch, and I'm more than happy to share where I'm heading.
Yeah, great. Tell me one last thing. How can people get in touch with you?
If they just want to do some window shopping, obviously that is my website, tamascoach.com. I'm on LinkedIn as well. My full name, Tomas Konya. I have a Facebook page and Instagram page at Tomas Coach, and a YouTube channel with some Qigong exercises, short Qigong exercises, and that is at Tomas Coach as well. But if someone wants to do a little bit more, you will find some details on my socials as well. Guys, reach out and book your free 30-minute discovery call. It's a no obligation call, but as it helped me once, even I wasn't working with that person for long, it started me on the journey. So you never know what inspiration you get out. So I strongly advise to book a free discovery call.
I love that. So yeah, definitely reach out and take advantage of and Tomas's 30-minute free discovery call. I can say from the session that I had with you before this podcast recording, brilliant stuff. Brilliant. And that was just one aspect of what you do.
So that was just an intro class. We didn't really go to specifics, and that is more than 4,000 years wisdom. I only scratched the surface, but I'm happy to share what I know.
Thank you, Tomas. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Evelyn, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. And keep shining the light. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Mission Activated. If today's conversation resonated with you, please don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs to hear this. Remember, your mission matters. When you live on purpose, not only do you transform your own life, but you inspire others to do the same. Until next time, stay aligned, keep activated. I'll see you then.